Welcome back to What's Bruin. I'm Malin Cho, and I'm here with
Sabrina Mantu,
Chloe Milligan,
and we'll be doing a new segment called Bippity Boppity Blank. I'll be reading you guys the rules. So I, Malin Cho, will be singing a Disney song, and whoever guesses the title of the song, the movie it is from, and what character is singing it, you will gain 1 point. If there are more characters singing in the whole song, you can guess all of their names. And if you guess all of their names correctly, you'll gain an extra half point for each character. So an example in I Just Can't Wait to Be King, Nala and Zazu. The chorus doesn't count, by the way. Since Nala and Zazu are singing it and you write down their names, I will give you a half point for each of them. And they also have to be singing. So like in Summer, Olaf is singing and Kristoff and Anna have like a little moment like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna tell them. And since they're not singing, that doesn't count.
Don't you dare.
And you actually have to put their actual names. So don't be like character's parent or that one lion. So
that one lion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will take incorrect name, like if you spelled that name right. Yeah. Because I can't spell names either. Okay. So
good.
Do not spread.
Perfect.
There will be 5 songs in total, and there will be a bonus/tiebreaker round. However, it is only humming. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, well, I'll have to get that by.
Only humming?
Yeah. Only humming. So it'll be worth 3 points though. The player with the highest score wins. So are we ready?
No.
So ready.
Okay, so I'm not singing it, well, because I don't remember how the beat goes. So, oh, you guys ready?
I'm ready.
But that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things surround you. What more is you looking for? I have to, like,
hold this silence. Wait, I switched them. Hold on.
And by the way, like, if you put, like, the title and it has, like, the in it and you forgot the, you're fine. Like, I promise. No, you actually have to spell, like, every single thing. You gotta tell me who the director was.
I could sing you this whole song, probably.
I could, too.
This is my one Disney song that I know.
Could you tell I had this idea before
you
went on that
You've had this idea since...
Disneyland.
Since last summer.
Oh my god.
No, but remember...
Oh, yeah, we sung this, like, 7 times. Okay, so let me see your boards.
What more
I definitely
did
didn't spell wrong.
Title.
Under the sea. Do-do-do-do. Under the sea.
It's really, you kind of mixed up. Wait.
I know, I switched them.
What
I said.
Okay, wait, the title of the movie. Okay, I see.
That's why I read title, The Little Mermaid, and then
I read that, too. I was like, what?
Wait.
Okay, so the title was Under the Sea.
Yeah.
And then the movie was from The Little Mermaid, and it was, who is it?
Sebastian.
You both gained. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hopefully I see this word right. Our mental synchronization can have but one explanation. You and I were just meant to be. Yes, I don't know what to tell you. What are you looking at me for? I just run the place.
This might make me look really stupid, so I'm just telling you right now. I'm almost positive this is wrong, but...
Okay, well, show me, because Sabrina already showed me hers.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just read yours. That caught me off guard. That was funny.
Okay, so Sabrina got it right. Sabrina, it was Lovin' an Open Door
by Frozen, and
it was sung by Anna and Hans. Wait, Chloe, I'm gonna.
I see the light from Tangled, Rapunzel, and Flynn Rider.
You were so close. That's basically it.
Yeah. It literally is. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you get a half point since you got Hans. I almost forgot my own rules.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. My home, my people beside me, and when I think of tomorrow, there we are. I'll lead the way. I'll have my people to guide me.
I don't know
the name of it.
How much time
Wait,
do you
can
have
you
to
say
think?
It again?
Yeah, I can say it
okay,
again.
Say it again.
I have to go as long as you guys, like, get an answer. Yeah,
okay,
so, my home, my people beside me, and when I think of tomorrow, there we are. I'll lead the way. I'll have my people to guide me.
What is the name of it?
I don't know.
Actually, I do know.
I think I figured it out.
And maybe the last one I'll sing.
I wish you were singing these, Malin.
Yeah, it might be
this
easier to know what it is.
I can't sing it. No, I won't sing it.
You could cut it out. Is it, technically, is it copyrighted if you just were to play the portion of the song?
If I sung it, then it would not be copyrighted. But if I just had the person singing it, then yes, it would be copyrighted. Let me see. Okay, so yes, it's from Moana, and the character is Moana, but it's not there we
are,
it's where you are.
Dang.
So So 2 points to both of you.
Dang it.
Yeah, sorry. I'm picky at 6. What's 6 plus 8? Okay.
What's 6 plus 2?
I couldn't do
math. I don't know. That's a hard one, Maylin.
Yeah, this is. It gets a little harder.
It gets
a little harder.
I feel like I'm really upset about that one because...
You should be.
I don't really know Moana songs as well, so...
I love Moana.
I literally had some people like, hey, give me five Disney songs, and they told me, so this is completely random.
Okay.
All right, here's the next one. So this one makes life divine. I'm all aglow, and I know... Oh, I might have to sing this one. So this one... I'm not singing it. So this is what makes life divine. I'm all aglow. Mm-hmm. And now I know, the key to all heaven is mine, my heart has wings, and I can fly.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be good at this.
I could probably sing it.
Oh, wait,
then sing it.
I don't think that's right, wait. I'm all glow. And now I know, the key to all heaven.
Okay, I got it.
Is that movie even a Disney movie?
Yes.
I'm thinking of?
My heart has wings.
It might not be the right movie.
And I can fly.
You
did
that.
It's because it's the only one I had to, like, actually memorize the same. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Show me.
It's
not right.
Every time I look over, it's so shocking. Okay.
No, it's not real. The movie was Cinderella, and the character was Cinderella, but it's
what?
Not a dream, it's a wish. It's so this
oh,
is love.
Oh, so
yes.
Oh, this is love. I'm stupid.
Oh, no.
I was thinking, now I
hear it.
Maybe next time I will sing it with you.
I think it was real.
We'll run it back. I'll have you guys again, and maybe I'll do it.
Maylin, you gotta just start singing.
Oh, ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I don't think you guys can do this. And I know it's true that visions are seldom all they seem, but if I know what you'll do, you'll love me at once the way you did once upon a time. Once upon a dream, I read that wrong.
Well.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
The Ugg.
You can read it.
You're right, I can.
What? Which movie?
You better know. I can read it to you.
Oh, wait, no. I think it's probably this one.
Who sings it, though? It's just like a soundtrack.
I don't know how to spell her name. Just kidding, I do.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Show it to me. So, yeah, you guys are... Okay, so I... Joke's on you, the character was the chorus, so you... Yeah, so... I said the chorus didn't count, but, like, I'll still give you guys 2 points.
Okay. Whatever you say. So I said it wasn't like anyone singing. It's just like the soundtrack as they dance. The math.
All right, so Sabrina won with 12.5. Yeah, 12.5 points, and then Chloe with 7.
It's
oh,
okay.
It's awkward.
Don't worry. I feel say? Okay. So
the real one got me.
The real one.
Yeah.
I love where I see the lights. You actually took your time
oh, yeah,
to like write
too.
The entire thing. Like you wrote Tangled and like Rapunzel and Flynn Rider.
Can I say?
So
that was thrilling.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you liked it. How does it feel to be like the winner? To be the like winner? To be the winner.
Okay, I mean I'm not surprised.
Oh.
No, just kidding.
I am surprised too. I'm very surprised.
Yeah.
Alright, well thank you guys for joining me here
thank
on
you,
the podcast.
Maylin.
Thank you.
It took a lot of hassle to get here. But we made it.
Oh, I'm so happy that you guys made it.
I'm so happy that you made us make it.
You made us make it. Yeah,
okay.
We made it.
And now we made it.
Okay.
Yay.
Thank you. All right, bye.
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 My name is Maylin Shaw, and I'm here with...
Kennedy Lyman.
I'm Cameron Prescott.
And we're gonna be rating, I guess, childhood crushes.
Disney edition.
Yeah, Disney crushes. Who wants to go first?
You.
Me? Okay. Yeah. Fun fact, I actually didn't grow up on... crushing on a lot of Disney characters. I guess it was more anime characters now when I think about it. But definitely Prince Naveen from Princess and the Frog. I liked his voice a lot.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that.
Like, rate it like 10 out of 10?
To be fair, I never watched Princess and the Frog. What? But never ever? Pretty.
For real?
He's a pretty man.
You've never watched it?
No.
Oh my gosh, we're going to go watch it.
You are uncultured.
Yeah. Let's go to your house after school, Kennedy.
Okay. The man's at the top of my list, Flynn Rider.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe he's not like number one, but holy.
Personality, yes.
Personality, looks yes.
Cam doesn't like the looks.
He's fine, and I like a man who's humorous, so he...
Have you seen his smolder?
It's a good smolder, and I don't know.
The smolder's bad, actually.
I watched Tangled for him.
Wow. I do like his voice a lot.
Top on my list? Probably Tadashi from Big Hero 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
Screen time was very short, though. He was out of there quick.
Died. He died. I wonder why.
He just went out in a flame.
Is it because he's kind and caring? And
he's smart.
No, because he's hot.
Oh.
I don't care about personality. I only care about his looks.
Yeah. What? Well, he's pretty and he's like canonically smart.
Mm-hmm. You canonically didn't know too much about him.
I don't even know what that word means.
He was dead before.
It means like he like actually like if people didn't say like he was smart, he showed that he was smart because like he built Baymax.
Yeah,
and
this is true.
And since he built Baymax, like, he had to put all those, like, medical stuff in, so he could do CPR, guys.
He could do CPR
on
me.
Wikipedia.
He could give me mouth-to-mouth.
Oh, my God.
Whoa, Kennedy.
Let's talk about Krong. Let me explain. It's, like, the silly, like, buff guy. Sometimes that gets me going.
Wait, what movie is he from?
Emperor's New Groove. Remember, he's, like, the assistant, and he's, like, big.
Krong,
I don't think I've ever watched that movie.
I guess we got a lot of movies to catch up on, y'all.
Who is it for Kisco?
Can we talk about the Jasmine moment you got going on?
Jasmine, but only when she's captured and in her red outfit.
That is so specific. I love it. But it's
okay. Hear me out. She just looks like a princess in the blue outfit, but in the red one, she looks like a baddie.
Yeah, she kind of is a baddie. She got like that girl power. Baddie. She doesn't need Aladdin. She can get out of her.
Speaking of Aladdin, he is also like a solid 6 out of 10.
I don't get it. I don't see it. I don't like it.
I think it's just more of like the mischief. It's like, he's a baddie.
Mela's like, oh, you get in trouble? Okay.
That's not it, I swear. He's a like rebel. He's like a 6 out of 10. Yeah.
An 8 out of 10 for me.
Okay,
Li Shang from Mulan.
I can see that. He's kind of too authoritative for me, though.
Yeah. Wait. Shang? Oh, Shang. Prince Shang.
Yeah. Is he a prince? No, he's not a prince.
I don't know. Oh. I didn't know his name. I had to look
it up.
Well,
I guess Mulan's, like, considered a princess, so...
Yeah, I guess that makes... She's not... Yeah.
She's not really a princess, but she's a princess in my heart.
What makes him an 8 out of 10 for you?
Yeah. What's so hot about him?
I don't know. He's better than Aladdin, so I was like, just give him a few points up.
Yeah, I'm real.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I don't know. I like the, like, idea. No, actually, I don't.
I'm going to cut that. Business to defeat the Huns.
Okay, honestly, that soundtrack of that movie is fire.
It is.
Okay, honestly, sorry. I'm gonna veer off my trend and say Milo Thatch from
Atlantis.
Because he's like, he's like that little nerd who's got like curly hair and the glasses. Oh. Yeah,
he doesn't have curly hair. He has like a.
Well, it's like wavy.
He's like a middle part.
Like the skinny, scrawny F-boy. Nerd man who saves Atlantis. Like, hello?
The little.
I could watch that movie over and over. I like grew up on that movie.
I don't think I watched Atlantis either.
We're adding that to the list of what we're doing with the movies.
We're doing a movie marathon.
Disney marathon.
What is that? Who is that?
Tehran.
Who's Tehran?
I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it. From the Black Cauldron.
What is that?
Black Cauldron, seriously?
I've never
Kennedy!
Seen I'm sorry!
I find it funny that, like, you watch, like, movies and you, like, hate on both of us.
I know.
And then we, like, have...
You haven't seen Princess and the Frog. You can't say
okay,
anything.
That's true. Princess and the Frog.
Anyway, can we talk about your Darren. Prince Philip moment?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, that was my first Disney crush. Do not hate on me. It is a, it's a sin.
So
I don't want to talk about it.
Boring and basic. Like,
exactly.
Nobody likes... I feel like I've never heard anyone be like, oh, Prince Philip.
Isn't he from Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah.
He's not that bad.
He's not bad at all. He was like my first Disney crush.
He's like the OG prince.
But
next
like, what did
to,
he
know,
do?
Prince Charming.
Nothing. All he did was walk into the castle and be like,
but
then he was like, I healed you.
He literally slayed the dragon. Two, he like didn't care that she was a peasant,
She was a princess.
She was a peasant?
I never watched the peasant. Oh. Like, remember, she was hidden in the forest?
He's like, wait. She got that snatched wage and she sings to bird? Done.
Dude, no, that was, like, my favorite Disney movie as a kid, so it was, like, really? My first.
I thought it was very, like, beautiful, like, definitely. Because, yeah, like,
the animation, oh.
It was so good. That's it was all hand-drawn, wasn't it?
I guess that's pretty cool.
I'm trying to think of other actors, too. I did David for David who?
Lilo and Stitch. The boyfriend figure.
He looks
like my brother. Like, okay.
It actually is Malin's brother. It actually is him. That's where he was in exactly. that movie.
He had a role. He got paid for it. That's why Malin's
in the movie. I'll pull up a picture. Hold up.
Oh. Yeah, please do. Because I actually don't remember
what it looks like. I guess it's more just like the haircut and not the actual, like.
That is everything on my list. So.
Okay, I'm going to veer off from my men trend and say Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yes, she's so pretty.
I haven't seen that
movie. She's a body, dude.
She looked very hip in the photos that
she is hip. She got that bougie style. She's saving the Hunchback from, you know, being abused, I guess.
I thought he was just mistreated.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, he's kind of ugly.
Yeah, and she's like, I love you for how you look. And then she's like, psych, I actually want the hotter dude. But yeah, we can just say, be friends.
Wasn't it like the knight that she fell in love with?
Yeah, it was the guy that was like definitely more attractive. Yeah. And she was like,
so it makes sense.
I never saw this movie.
But like, she cared for him.
Yeah.
So that's what's sweet. And she's just sexy, so.
And then you also had Meg from something.
From Hercules.
Oh my gosh. Do you,
the hips don't
have
lie.
Have you seen Hercules?
No.
Oh my
gosh. Cam. Oh my gosh. I have this. You're so like uncultured original. In the Disney.
Yeah.
In the Disney era.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hercules is like a good movie.
I love Hercules. Yeah. Meg is just another baddie moment, dude. She's so independent. She doesn't need a man.
She doesn't need a man, yeah. But Hercules, like, she's like, actually,
I take a double take. I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh.
Do it.
That's the end of my list and the end of Cam's.
Thank you so much for joining me here, Kennedy and Cam.
You may have noticed that our podcast recently has been slowing down, and that's because of multiple different reasons. The two biggest ones being that a lot of people are burnt out from doing our weekly schedules that we were doing. That schedule was pretty tough for us to maintain as students, along with doing classwork and stuff like that. And as one of the editors, it definitely burnt me out because I had no personal time, like during flex or during lunch. The other big reason is because of senior conferences and senior projects. Most of our hosts are actually seniors, so they've been spending all of their free time that would usually be for like the podcast or other stuff working on that, which is definitely a big project to be working on. So now that we're kind of almost done with senior projects and everyone's had long enough of a break, the podcast team have figured that we might as well start doing the weekly segments again. So hopefully we will have weekly podcasts up. Have a good rest of your day, and remember, go Bruins!